Welcome to Awakening Plus. I am Benjamin Bernstein with awakeningplus.com and astroshaman.com. And this is our free public event for the second half of May. It's a brand new event we've never done before called a 5D immersion. And I'm really excited to be doing this. I was inspired because I've had in my ayahuasca ceremonies recently some experiences of what I believe to be 5D. And I did a podcast episode about this on my Awaken to Thrive podcast not long ago. You can check that out if you check the podcast out. But I'll give you the highlights here as we get into it. First, let me just thank the folks who are here live. Again, some of whom are Awakening Plus members and some who are visitors. Welcome to Arlene, Bree, Brian, Brittany, Deanna, Eric, Aaron, Fran, Gay, Greg, Heather, James, Jan, Janet, Jeannie, Jenny, close names there. Karen, I'm going to remember this unusual name. I think it's Lakin. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. Laura, Lisa, Marie, Nanda, Pamela, Pat, Patricia, another Patricia, Paula, Rose, that's SMAND, that might be SMAND, Steph, Stephanie, Susan, Valerie, and we got a phone caller, and then Diane, Linda, Teresa. Wow, more people flowing in. We're up to 39 people right now. So welcome one and all. And thank you, Lakin, for letting me know I said your name right. So let me give you all a sense of what we're doing here. After this little intro, we're going to, first off, it's going to be about an hour, I'm guessing. The allies really cover the duration, but I'm guessing an hour should be about right for this event. I'm sitting in front of a shamanic mesa, which is an altar on the floor. And after this intro, first I will call the directions in a language called Quechua. Then I will call in quite a few divine allies, and you may not recognize them all, but I will assure you they're all of high vibration and benevolent intent, only wanting the best for all of us. Once they're there, we're going to create a sacred container so that we're working in safe, sacred space. Then I will guide you through a simple embodied awakening invocation. I'll give you all the info you need as we do that. The more you're already in awakened consciousness, the easier it's going to be to access 5D. And then we're getting into 5D itself. And I wrote this in my description, but it probably bears repeating here. So I got some help from ChatGPT on this. I've just frankly been amazed. A number of times I've queried ChatGPT, just the basic free version about ayahuasca and metaphysical stuff, and it gives amazingly accurate answers. I don't know how it does it, but it does. So I kind of condensed this from the answer I got from it because I said that sounds right to me. So 5D consciousness can include one, unity consciousness. Everything is interconnected and part of a larger whole. In 5D, you can experience oneness with all things. Two, higher vibrational frequency. This encompasses positive emotions such as love, joy, and peace, and greater capacity for empathy and compassion. Three, multidimensionality. This can include heightened intuition and spiritual awareness, as well as information from higher dimensions. Four, non-judgment. In 5D, it's obvious that everyone and everything is inherently worthy of love and respect. Forgiveness and understanding are easier. Five, co-creation. 5D consciousness recognizes that we all co-create our reality, manifesting what we want with our intentions. You can have a greater sense of personal empowerment and responsibility for your life and the world you inhabit. And it didn't occur to me until later, ChatGPT gave me five, items for 5D. And that was, oh, that's good. And what ChatGPT didn't say, but I will, it feels like bliss puree. In my ceremonial experiences going into 5D, it's like just the energy is like just it, if you ever had a puree, it's a thick blended soup and the energy is just that dense going into it. It feels great, but it's really intense. So in this event, we're going to invoke the maximum 5D consciousness that serves highest good. Your experience may include some or all of everything I just mentioned, and or the clearing of whatever is blocking your experience of them. Prepare for breakthrough. Let me elaborate just slightly on that. So your experience might be really blissful and ecstatic and feel just altogether wonderful, but it could also happen that what you most need is a clearing of heavy energies that are in the way of that vibration, in which case your experience might be mainly, clearing of heavy energies. And we'll accommodate whatever happens. Each person is going to have a little bit different experience. So just right now. I invite you to release preference around whether your experience is mainly blissful or mainly challenging. I have no idea what your experience is going to be, but your higher self and these beautiful allies are going to give you exactly what serves you most. So that always happens with our Awakening Plus events. So that's my setup. So now, the request I make of anyone who's in one of our energetic events like this one is I do request your undivided attention. So I'm going to request if you're on this call live or even on the recording, please make this the only thing you're doing. The reason I ask that, I know in this day and age that may seem like a crazy, unreasonable kind of request, but here's why. You are co-creating the event even if you're on the recording. Your energy is blending with everyone else's, and the quality of the consciousness and attention you bring radiates into the field. So if someone came in all distracted and scattered, it would scatter the field. Someone comes in giving us your full attention, then it makes a coherent, strong field. There are no spectators here. Everyone's on the field. So that's why I make that outrageous request. Please make this the only thing you do. If you need to leave early, let's say I thought I was going to have undivided, but this sudden thing came up, I had to deal with it. Just ask our divine allies to ease you out of the field while we're on the recording, and they'll ease you out, and then whatever you're doing will not impact everyone else. So there's an easy exit. You can even come back in later if you have your attention again. So that's how my request works. All right. So with that, we can begin. So now I'm going to, in a moment, call the directions and call in the allies. This takes usually less than 5 minutes for all of it. As I do this, you may feel energies moving in or around your body. My invitation is to be completely passive and just allow the energy to move. If you are not feeling energy moving, then I invite you to just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, I encourage full passivity. Don't make anything happen. Just be with what is happening already. Again, if you can feel energy, that's the optimal thing. If you cannot, fine, just feel your breath come and go. All right. I also invite you to have your eyes closed while you do this. So please close your eyes. For starters, just become aware of how your physical body feels overall. Don't get all wordy, just feel. And just note this is the feeling in my body right now, overall. And then if you have any awareness of the part of that's energy, prana, chi, whatever, in and around your body, note that. Again, just getting your starting point. Letting it be whatever it is. Good. So now notice how you feel physically and energetically. Just note that. And later I may ask you to compare how you're feeling at that point with how you were feeling right here. The ego loves to compare. So we'll give it the fuel it needs. Okay, now please go to passivity. Again, feel energy if you feel it, breath if you don't. And I'm going to set up our container. Again, as a reminder, the only beings and energies I'm going to call in and work with tonight are beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. I am a service to other being who only works with the energies of love and light. All right. Pachamama. Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Quichi. Ooh, feeling nice already. To prepare myself, I call in my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and higher vibration consciousness. Thank you. For all of us, we call my partner Spirit Song's higher self. We call Amma the hugging saint. We call ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, magic mushroom. Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call Rio French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount K2, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Mount Washington. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. So everyone, please stay completely passive. Let the field form itself as created by the divine allies only. Thank you. Nice. Okay, the container is set. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please feel free to call those now. The field we've generated will allow in such beings and will bounce back any who are of lower vibrations. So only sweet energy is going to get in here. We'll leave a moment for the additional allies to join us. Feeling nice. We'll leave a moment longer. Nice frequency. Thank you all very much. We created all together. All right. So take a moment and just feel your body and energy now. See how it feels within you and around you. Alrighty. So now I'm going to guide you in embodied awakening. So let me give you a little explanation first. So you're going to think of your physical body as a car. Your ego is going to move to the passenger seat and your higher self is going to drive. Your higher self is simply the divine being that created your human self. If you get your higher self in there driving, and for any reason your human self does not like the way your higher self is driving, then instantly, just by thinking it, you're back behind the wheel. The higher self has already stepped out and has left. And so you are the boss here as the ego. So your ego can be comforted to know that this only happens with its consent, and it can revoke that consent anytime it wants. However, there are certain significant benefits you get when you're in embodied awakening. And here's the ones that are easiest to describe. When you're in embodied awakening, which means your higher self is blended with your human self in the body, there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, you just know more things just through intuition. And there is this full body euphoria. It's really sweet. So those are the commonly experienced things of embodied awakening. So if that sounds like something you'd like to have, we'll do that. We'll get that fired up here in a minute. See if there's anything else you need to know before we do this. Yeah, you're only going to get as much as you're ready for in all things we do with invocations and with Awakening Plus. It's all regulated by your higher self and any divine allies that are helping. And they're watching you all the time, and they're observing your reactions, and they're only going to give you as much of anything as you can handle. They may stretch the envelope a bit, but they're never, ever going to overwhelm you. So you never have to worry about that with our events. You can safely and comfortably open to whatever's happening. Okay, so if you're willing to try on this embodied awakening invocation, once again, one last time before we do this, feel the body and the energy you're aware of. Get your baseline as it is right now. And you're about to say 8 words to your higher self to call it in. Do these out loud if you can. You can also just think them if that's for some reason better than saying them. So we're about to speak to the higher self. Let's start right now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. That's all the words. Let them go and become passive. Just relax. And a lot of you are already feeling the energy coming in. It's kind of like you're a sponge. The divine energy is water. It's just going to soak right in. As the energy comes in, if you feel the energy, then just passively feel it doing its thing. If you cannot feel energetic motion inside your body, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. No breath control. Just feel whatever it's doing. As you are in this receptive mode of receiving the higher self, I strongly recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just be super passive. Just feel what's happening on its own. You have delegated this awakening to your higher self. And I promise, after doing this work for over 12 years with thousands of people, I can promise you your higher self can wake you up way better than your ego could possibly awaken itself. An ego trying to awaken itself is like pulling itself up by its own bootstraps. It sounds good, but it doesn't actually work. So just let your higher self wake you up. As the energy continues to transform, should you notice that you got distracted, that just means your attention is anywhere other than feeling energy or breath, just gently return your attention to energy or breath. If the distraction is still over in the background, no problem. It's fine if it's there. Just don't focus on it. If you try to resist or change or fight the distractions, you'll only make it stronger. Not a good strategy. Just let it be what it is, but put your attention on feeling energy or feeling breath. And that may be enough if you have room for one more thought. It's also optimal to use the minimum effort needed to feel the energy. So if you would like to do this with me briefly, we're going to do what's called the minimum effort game. So for a moment, I invite you to drop your effort level to zero. Just be, whatever happens is fine. Let's start right now. And a whole bunch of you just went into embodied awakening. Well done. So if at zero effort, you still have some awareness of energy or breath, then zero is all you need. If at zero effort you have lost awareness of energy or breath, then add back just barely enough effort to feel it. The idea, obviously, here is to use the absolute minimum amount of effort that gives you that awareness of energy or breath. So find what that is. If it's zero, just chill out completely. If you need a little, just find out what's the least effort I could use and feel that. I'll give you a moment to fine-tune that. That feels pretty good in the field. So, since a lot of you, according to what I'm feeling, are in embodied awakening already, let me tell you how you would even know if you're in embodied awakening. It's when you can say yes to the following. Is all of this true right now? No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. Again, that's no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It's peaceful. And this is all completely effortless. It's just holding itself. If you can say yes to that, then you are in embodied awakening. Now, like all things relating to awakening, it can always go deeper and become even more wonderful. But if you can say yes to all that, you've got at least a solid basic embodied awakening in play. We'll leave just a moment longer for others to get as close as they can to that or into it. If you're already in embodied awakening, just relax and enjoy it. Just be in the space. You just being there helps others get there more easily. And you don't have to get all the way into embodied awakening to do the rest of this event with us. It's like a dimmer switch. Even a tiny movement toward it is good. If you're not a energetically conscious person yet, embodied, the divine energy will feel like, oh, I'm feeling more relaxed or calm or peaceful. That actually is your experience of the divine energy coming in, if that's all you're aware of. So even having that kind of experience is confirmation that it's working. Okay, the elders are saying we're good. So one last time, notice how you feel now compared to when we last checked in. My experience tends to be the composite of what the group is experiencing. And I'm already feeling more like a being of energy than a being of flesh. Already got a really sweet vibration going. Strong awareness of the energy body. Now, as we move forward, I'm going to be describing my experience, which again mirrors most of the group. But if your experience is different, let your experience be what it is. Please do not try to change your effort. I'm sorry, to change your experience through effort if it doesn't match my description. Your experience is what it is. Let it be what it is. Okay? Each of us is getting a little custom experience here. And everything I go is just as valid if you're listening to this from the Awakening Plus archive, which is available to members, as if you're doing it on the live call. Okay. So again, all this has been set up for the 5D experience. As I said earlier, each of us is going to invoke the maximum experience of 5D consciousness that serves highest good. And every one of us is going to have a little bit different experience because each of us is in a little bit different space. As I said earlier, it might be you just go into the bliss puree and you're in this profound, powerful, ecstatic state. It could be that you mainly experience challenging energies getting stirred up and flushed out of your body. If that's the case, then they're kind of clearing away so 5D experience becomes more accessible. So please release all preference for whether your experience at any given moment is blissful or challenging or whatever. You can rest assured you're getting exactly the experience that serves your highest good. So let's invoke it. I invite you to repeat again, you're talking to your higher self and the allies. So please say the following out loud if you can, silently if you must. Maximum 5D consciousness that serves highest good. Thank you. This or something better. Let the words go and relax. You're now going to do what I call the two P's, passive and patient. Your passivity is really important because I don't know of any ego that can get to 5D on their own, but you can receive it to the degree that you're ready for it from these beautiful divine allies. So that's the passivity. If you use any kind of effort to try to get there, the allies will see that instantly and they'll say, wow, they're using the law of free will to try to do it themselves. And that means we can't help. You have to just sit and watch and try, even though we know from this divine perspective, we could have done that for that person way better than they could possibly do it for themselves with their own effort. But yet, there is the law of free will and we have to honor that. So I strongly encourage you to stay passive. Let the divine beings do this for you. They are so much more capable than your personality to get this done. The other P is patient. They always work as fast as they can. So there is no need to spur them on and tell them to go faster. If they went any faster, it would be too much. So just trust that they are working at the fastest rate that serves your highest good. Now, from this point forward, there may be periods of silence. I may or may not be called to do any kind of live music. I have no idea. I just do what the allies guide. So release any attachment to whether I do music or not. I have no idea. And just please be passive, please be patient, relax and open now to whatever experience the allies bring you in any given moment. It might be ecstatic or challenging or who knows what. Just open to it and let it be what it is. Powerful energy coming in. Remember to please give this process your undivided attention. Please do only this for your sake and the sake of everyone who is affected by the quality of your consciousness on this call. Thank you. So already as a group, we're in a pretty sweet spot. Okay, they've taken us a little ways and they're pausing to see how everyone's dealing with it. So just if this is comfortable for you, just be comfortable. And if it's unusual, you like maybe haven't had this vibrational experience before, just relax into it, your passivity. Just relax and feel it the best you can. Stay passive. Okay, they're going to a deeper vibration still. I'm noticing the presence of paradox as always occurs when you get into higher dimensions. There's a part of you that may feel like it's beyond the physical realm and in energetic space. There's also a part of you that's aware of the 3D body. It is there too. And both those things can be happening at the same time. Paradox says instead of an either or, we're going to have a both and. Now I'm feeling some heavy energy flushing out my hands and my feet. So there's some good healing energy in the field now. Flushing away whatever is in the way of you having your deepest, highest good experience of 5D. So I'm definitely feeling some of that 5E vibration now, as I know it. If you're having some healing happening, some release of heavy energy to make room for the higher frequencies, let your body do whatever it wants, if at all possible. That could include shaking or vibrating or trembling. It might include crying or making sound. It might mean you're getting up and stomping your feet or flailing your arms or moving your body around in some way. So whatever the body wants to do, if at all possible, allow that. Do not be a drama queen for the hell of it, but the body knows how to release heavy energy if you'll just not get in its way. And you may also just be still and silent, and if that's what the body wants to do, that's perfectly fine as well. Yeah, I'm feeling strong healing flush out the hands and feet. That's the normal exit route for heavy energy. It flows down the arms and out the hands, down the legs and out the feet. It'll leave other ways too sometimes. Just let it do what it will. Mother Earth will take all this heavy energy and lovingly and happily transmute it for us. Thank you, Pachamama. My body's shaking it up pretty good so it can clear heavy energy. Some of us who have the capacity to process heavy energy for others are having that happen. So if you feel like you're being handed some heavy energy to process for someone else, just let it pass through. Remain passive and let the allies do the processing for you. They're very good at that as well. And I'm feeling some blendy stuff happening. There's a growing pool of awareness in 5D for some of us. And the nature of this level is that when you get there, there's no you there anymore. It's all just blended field. That's why I call it bliss puree. A puree is a soup that's so thoroughly blended, there's no chunks left. So in 5D, it's just us. And in that spirit of paradox, there can just be us in 5D, and there can still be individuated awareness down in your body. And both can be happening at the same time. Encourage you to remain passive and patient. And let the allies help us out, help you out. Yeah, the main vibe I'm noticing now is a stir it up and flush it out vibe. When we get into a healing process, it's usually a two-stage process that repeats. The first stage is they shake up what needs to be flushed. So there's some vibrating and intensity as the density is broken up into a flushable energy. And then they flush it, and it usually goes out the hands and feet. Could go other ways too. Sometimes it just transmutes to love and light right where it is. And we just let it do what it does. The higher self is totally managing that for us. We're just along for the ride. If healing phenomena arise, I recommend you simply hold awareness wherever the intensity is strongest and just be present with it. Not doing anything, just being conscious of the process. Just feeling what's happening. Is that a strong energetic shift? Relax into that. Yeah, the quality of the energy just shifted. It's much more, well, it's a lot closer to 5D. The problem with trying to narrate these events is we're now beyond language, and I have to use metaphors and similes, and just to try the best I can to use words to describe that which is beyond language. Again, I remind you, if your experience is different than what I'm narrating, go with what is happening for you. Do not use effort to match my description, please. Wonderful heavy energy release happening. They're clearing out the stuff that's in the way of your 5D experience. Okay, the allies are calling for a song, so I'm gonna tune up my guitar. This music is not for entertainment, it's to help our vibrational energy. So keep your attention primarily on your feeling state, whether you're feeling energy or breath, and just kind of let the music be a background support.
Sight of your brother, you've got to know what he knows, and we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. You've got to know what she knows, and we lift each other up. 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 The sight of our Father, you've got to know what He knows, and we lift each other up. Lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Humble yourself in the sight of our mother. You've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of our mother. You've got to know what she knows. And we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Lift each other up. Humble yourself in the sight of the suffering. You've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of the suffering. You've got to know what they know. And we lift each other up. Lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Humble yourself in the sight of La Maestra. You've got to bend down low. Humble yourself in the sight of La Maestra. You've got to know what she knows. And we lift each other up. We lift each other up. We lift each other up. Lift each other up.
Yep, it feels pretty 5D to me. Please remain passive, feeling whatever you're feeling. releasing any preference as to whether this moment's experience is pleasurable or challenging. Knowing that either way, you're getting exactly what will either get you into 5D to the greatest extent that serves highest good, or that which will clear away whatever's in the way of your 5D experience. And each of us is getting only what we're ready to receive. The allies are requesting now that everyone go to zero effort and just be where you're at. You've got a really strong field here and it's going to hold you wherever you're at. So just relax to zero, please. And just be with whatever's happening. So my perception is wherever you're at, you're receiving the strongest frequency upgrade that serves your highest good. Giving you as much spiritual awakening as you can currently work with. There's always more available later. And as this is happening, just notice what this feels like. And a gentle reminder to please focus on this feeling, on the sensations. If there's thoughts or images, it's fine to let them swirl off in the background, but don't focus on those, please. Just keep your attention on feeling, on sensation, the best you can. If you're an Awakening Plus member and you want to deepen your 5D experience, you can replay this event in the archive as often as you like, and each time you play it, it should take you deeper. Cool thing about our events is because you come back different each time and the allies are present in real time, you're going to get a different experience with the same recording every time. Okay, now I've perceived that we're now being gently integrated back with our physical bodies. Many of us have been out of body and maybe having that blended 5D experience, the bliss puree thing, or whatever experience served your highest good. But now we're being very gently nestled back into our physical vehicles if we have been elsewhere. And they're bringing as much of that 5D energy into the body as serves each person's highest good. Or whatever serves you. Remember, we said this or something better when we invoked. So maybe that you had some different experience that serves your highest good even more right now. One last time, I invite you to feel how you feel now, your physical body, your energy body, compared to when we first checked in on that as we started. If you can remember back that far. Yeah, just feel how this feels right now. My own experience is my body feels a lot more like energy than physical matter. There's a gentle but powerful energy in the body now. Awareness of my divinity, which of course we all have. It's our essence. I think most of us are pretty well integrated. So, see, okay, allies, please radiate this good medicine that we've created out to all beings on earth whom it will serve and beyond. Thank you. So now the allies are radiating this wonderful 5D energy out to earth and anywhere else in the universe. There are beings who will benefit from it. Because the universe has infinite supply, we are actually enhanced by doing this. We get a little bit more because we're sharing. So none of us humans have to do anything. It's all being done by the divine allies as usual. Just notice if it feels nice to be radiating this lovely energy out to the universe. And some of us are having the experience of merging with those other beings and places that are receiving the energy. So whether you're experiencing yourself as your own body or the whole universe, just feel what you're feeling. Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. Thank you, allies. Pachamama Mamakia Wiracocha Inti Quiti. Thank you, beautiful divine allies, for this lovely experience. As we go, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, those of you still working with anyone who's been a part of this event, live or on the recording, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? Okay, that closes the event officially. We're exactly at 9 p.m. Eastern, so it took 1 hour. But don't run away right now. If you would like to stay and ask questions or make comments, I'm now going to allow unmuting on the live call. It's now available. So if you're on the live call and you have a question or comment, just unmute yourself. If you would rather type in the chat window, I will read those out as I can. And if you got to go, you can go. Hey, Anjali, how are you?
Hi. So tonight was like from the minute the allies got called in, energy was just shaking off like crazy. This was super, super potent. And I, so many times I sang along at home to the Humble Yourself song, and that one just woof afterwards was extra juicy. And I, wow, super grateful. It's gonna take a little while to process everything that just happened with tonight. That was a lot. Thank you.
Wow, thank you. And that's coming from someone who's been an Awakening Plus member for years, and she's had a lot of experiences. So if it was strong for her, then that's good. It's like an educated opinion. Anyone else who'd like to share, feel free to unmute yourself, or if you'd rather type in the chat window, that's fine. If there's a period when no one is contributing, then you may notice the energy hasn't actually left. We dismiss the allies, but they always hang around and give us some nice vibration, sort of as an afterglow. So we can just enjoy that if no one is, talking or typing. Fran says, I second what Anjali said. Great. Teresa, hi.
Hi. This is my first time. A lot of emotions going through. I think I felt like there was some grief hidden. And then I realized that I'm a divine being and I deserve respect, and live for my soul. That was really illuminating. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm so glad you had a powerful and positive experience, Teresa.
I'm still like crying. So is that part of the process, or I still got grief in me?
Oh, baby, that goes so deep. Yeah, it's in layers. So just know that if you choose to continue doing similar processes to this, the grief that's been stored up from this life, from past lives, is going to come up to be cleared. But, my vision is, I call it the great onion of consciousness. That gorgeous ball of light is waiting on you. The awakening's already there. The only thing that's keeping your human self from experiencing it is the old layers of trauma and grief and sorrow and all the heavy stuff that's surrounding that beautiful light as onion layers. So if we do a good process, then those layers will get peeled. You do have to feel it to heal it. But again, it will not ever overwhelm, at least not the way we do it. And if you're willing to feel it and let it process through, then you can feel that heavy energy one last time. But my experience has been whatever gets cleared in a process like this, if it flushes out, it's gone forever. That particular bit of heaviness is never coming back. So this is a healing modality that allows a complete and final release of whatever comes up. There may be other similar layers behind it, but whatever actually flushed out of you is done. Does that make sense, Teresa?
It does. It does. As you were talking, the word guilt came in. So would that be included in this healing?
Oh yeah, there can be guilt come up. Any challenging energy or emotion can be part of what clears.
Even it came to my mind. Yeah.
So guilt, sorrow, we all got that stuff. So just let it be what it is. Like I said, be as willing to feel the challenging stuff as the blissful stuff. And your willingness to feel the challenging stuff as it flushes out is what opens the door to the more blissful stuff. That's how it works. The fastest way for most people to awakening is through effective shadow work. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it'll work.
Shadow work means facing and working skillfully with the challenging emotions and thoughts that come up. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I was drawn to your presentation.
Oh,
I'm
good.
so glad I came. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Teresa. And thank you for prompting me. I should have mentioned this sooner, but any of you who are not members of Awakening Plus, I gave a little blurb at the bottom of the email about how to check that out, awakeningplus.com. So if you like this, we do lots more stuff. We have a huge variety of events, and this is just a little taste of the kind of stuff we do. So if you like this, then you might want to try the membership out and see if you want to go deeper with this kind of work.
Thank
Susan.
you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, Susan.
Tonight and the last couple times I've done this, I fall asleep. How do I know if I'm getting anything, and what is that about?
Oh, I've had dozens of people tell me they fall asleep sometimes during events. It's very common. And here's my standard answer. It could be because you were just really tired and you needed to sleep, But more often, I call it spiritual anesthesia. Basically, either they're doing a healing that would be more intense than your personality could handle. So they actually knock you out while they're doing the healing work and wake you back up when it's done. Another possibility is you're being lifted to a frequency that your ego cannot yet consciously hold. And it's like your ego blacks out. Part of you is conscious there, but not the ego. And basically just keep doing it. Even if you fall asleep, sometimes the people who have stuck it out tell me after a while they fall asleep a lot less, or they stop falling asleep. And it's just part of the acclimatization process is how that works usually. Does that make sense?
Especially the first one, the spiritual anesthesia, because I'm going through a lot right now. So that makes sense.
Way they can do stronger work than you could normally accommodate. Yeah.
Well, I need it. So thank you and thank them.
Thanks for coming up, Susan. All right. Good questions. I see that Nikki wrote, wow, pain in both lateral hips starting to ease now. Good. That sounds like a good healing. Diane says, I wish I could feel this. I must be really dense. I didn't feel a thing, but I'm new to this. Again, like I said earlier, if you know, there's a lot of heavy energy still, you may not have a really conscious experience. I've got a member who is showing up very regularly. And, you know, she was reporting, you know, time after, I just don't feel it. I just don't feel it. But after a few weeks, she was starting to feel it. So I can promise you, even if you're not feeling it consciously, they are working it. You just not be perceptible yet. And remember what I said earlier, even if you just have a sense, oh, I feel a little more calm or relaxed or peaceful, that is a conscious perception of the divine energy. So even if you're getting just that much, then something's happening. And you'll just have to judge for yourself if you're not having a strong sensitivity, if this feels like a thing that might be worth pursuing for you. So great feedback, Diane. Hi, Pamela.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. From my heart to yours, I've been here before, but never to this extent. It's the feeling piece. And for this one time, I could actually feel it. It was in my right chest. And it's so strong. And I kept hearing you say, feel it. And it's gone. And I... Oh my goodness. Thank you so much. So this was a breakthrough, I think. I don't know. I've never had it.
Yay. Well done. Yeah. And again, you don't have to know what it is to have it be fully and finally healed. You know, there's two flavors of healings. One is the ignorance is bliss healing, where they say, well, we can clear that out. And that human is actually better off not knowing anything about this. Just let it go and be done. But other times it's important that, you know, if that's the case, they will drop in a thought or an image about it and they'll kind of let you know what it is. But even if they do, just note that, say, thanks for letting me know, and then go right back to feeling again, as long as you're in the process. Once we're complete with the healing round, you can cogitate all you want. But the years of experience have shown us that if you're in a healing process, it's better just to feel. But I've had so many healings, especially like not just in Awakening Plus, but in ayahuasca ceremonies, where heavy duty flushing and heavy stuff all going out everywhere. And I just, a lot of times I never even knew what it was, but I know I felt a lot better once it was gone.
So the tears and the belching and all that stuff is normal.
Yeah. Okay. Tears, crying, I shake and vibrate all over the place here. So yeah, whatever they want to do, whatever your body wants to do to clear it, let it do it. Your body is very, very intelligent at how to release, as long as we humans don't get in the way of it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming, Pamela. I'm so glad you were here.
Me too.
All right, good work. I'm going to catch up with the chat here. Patricia wrote, this was awesome, thanks. And Lisa typed, I usually don't feel a lot when I practice on my own. Tonight, my anxiety was high when we started. I felt like crying in a ball of fear in my sternum. I feel calmer now and fear has decreased. My heart feels lighter. Thank you. Good job, Lisa. Good job releasing that. And then she typed, I meant to say fear has decreased. Okay, good. All right. Anyone else got a question or comment? They want to speak or type? So I'll leave just a moment more. If we don't have any other feedback, we'll close the call. But if anyone kind of wants to share something or ask something and they haven't done it yet, this would be the time. Teresa.
Oh, Benjamin, I kind of recorded it on my phone. Is that okay? If not, I'll delete it. Thought I might play for myself.
I'll let you get away with it this time.
I felt a bit guilty. It wasn't quite sure. Thank you so much.
I'll cut you. Normally, recordings are just for members, but if you feel like it would be helpful, we'll grant you that. That's fine.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for being honest. Jan says, thank you. You're welcome, Jan. All right, last call for feedback before we close the call. Looks like that's it. Thank you all again. This is the very first time we've done this. It sounds like it worked well. A lot of people had some very powerful and positive experiences. So we'll keep doing 5D immersion as part of our cycle. We do lots of different events, but I'll make sure this stays in the mix. Pamela says, awesome taste of 5D. So glad. And one of my mottos, by the way, folks, is it always gets better than this. I'll just tell a brief little story here. I had my big, lock-in awakening way back in 2012, like 11 years ago. And when I had it, it was so ecstatic, so blissful. I was wondering, did I hit the jackpot? Am I all the way to the ultimate awakening? Because it was so incredible. And I've since learned I was just barely at the starting line. It's gotten so much better since then. There's just, you can't even imagine how good the next one's going to be till it shows up. It's literally beyond imagination. So whatever your experience of 5D is in this call, or whatever your experience is spiritually, just assume that there's even more amazing stuff just around the corner when you're ready for it. And I don't know that it ever stops. Hope it doesn't. So that's my own thing. That's why one of my mottos is it always gets better than this, which has been my experience over all these years. We got a little more typing that's happened. Brittany said, these always make my heart chakras so big and it feels wonderful. I'm usually too spacey to comment, but I'm feeling more grounded now. Thank you. James says, thank you, many blessings. Fran says, yes, please keep it in the mix, this event. Debbie says, thank you. Wow. So it sounds like it was a pretty well-received event. I'm so glad. Thanks all for your feedback and letting me know how it went. And we are going to go ahead and wrap up. We've had like 15 minutes of feedback. That's probably enough for a one-hour event. So thanks, everyone. Again, if you want to check out Awakening Plus and you're not a member, check out awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. You can try it for a month for $1. See if you like it. And it's very affordable after that, too. So thanks very much. And I wish you all infinite blessings. Good night.